From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Thank you so much for listening. Rob Center, our stupendous producer, we very much appreciate his help and hard work this Thanksgiving week, so we appreciate him. Over in the newsroom, Mr. Matt Catrillo is there. He says, so far, traffic-wise, we're doing okay. We're still looking forward to Northumberland's traffic detours getting taken down later this week, so that's going to be good news for a lot of folks who can't wait for that to happen. In the studio with us now, Julie Finkbeiner is here. You may know her in New Berlin. She's on council president, right? The folks put you at the top table spot?
Yes.
Okay, so you're at the end spot on the table. Now, but for our purpose today, she is a race director and a representative of the board of directors of the Mifflinburg Youth Lacrosse Club and their upcoming Mifflinburg Thanksgiving 5K Turkey Trot. Right? About a 10-year tradition or so, give or take a
year
or two.
Yeah, this will be our ninth annual, and Susan Chabowski can correct me if I'm wrong. She's the one that started the Mifflinburg Youth Lacrosse Club. About 10 years ago, I think, or 11 years ago. So the Youth Lacrosse Club in Mifflinburg, the mission of our club is to provide lacrosse to any child who wants to play, regardless of whether or not they can afford to play lacrosse. Lacrosse is traditionally an elite sport, even though it was started as a game of the Native Americans. Called the Creator's Game, but it has evolved into an elite sport, and the Mifflinburg Youth Lacrosse Club wants everyone to be able to play lacrosse. So the reason that we raise money with the Turkey Trot is to be able to provide helmets, pads, balls, sticks, everything that our kids would need, including scholarships to even pay our small $35 fee and the fee to join the U.S. lacrosse membership that we need for that the kids need to have their insurance.
Well, there's all kinds of games and all kinds of sports. Why lacrosse? There seems to be some appeal to it.
Lacrosse
to people who
is
play.
They call it the fastest game on 2 feet. It's just, the kids love it because it plays fast. They get to use a stick. In men's lacrosse, as you get up in the age groups, you get to use more contact. So it's great for kids who need to work out their aggressions in a constructive way. I've never had a kid get a concussion or get hurt in any kind of lasting way on any of my teams ever. They have a great time. The game never stops, basically. There's no, the half times are like 10 minutes. You can play straight through. If a kid gets a penalty, he gets in the box, but the game doesn't really stop.
Okay. So that's a glimpse at lacrosse. And Mifflinburg has a youth lacrosse club for boys and girls to play lacrosse and to learn this sport, sort of an entry-level opportunity that might not other exist.
Right.
Well, there is a fundraiser coming up for the lacrosse club. They started the Mifflinburg Thanksgiving 5K Turkey Trot. Tell us about this race and fun activity and kids sort of race that follows.
Right. So Thanksgiving Day, we offer a way for you to start your Thanksgiving morning with a bang. If you want to run, it gives you a way to work up an appetite. If you want to volunteer, it's a way to get your Thanksgiving Day started. We do need a lot of volunteers to man the race course and registration and refreshments. We always have coffee and hot chocolate and water and bananas and granola bars for our racers and for the spectators. We usually have between 300 to 500 racers that morning, so we like to have a nice safe race and have plenty of volunteers on the race course. It's a really fun, it really gets your juices going for the day, and we're done by 10 o'clock, so it's a really great way to volunteer and It really feels good to be out there on that morning and to help the racers and to cheer them on. And I've always enjoyed it. And the people that are there, just they always say at the end of the day, "Really, I'm really glad I got up for this." But I'm there at 6:30, so.
You're not always glad you got up. Okay, I get that.
It's hard to get up, but I'm always glad that I did it.
Okay, and the this race is set apart in that there is a celebrity turkey. So.
Yes, every year we have a celebrity turkey, and we keep it a secret till about a week before the race. And what happens is, if you bring a canned good to registration, you get to start the race in front of the turkey.
And the turkeys typically is an okay runner, not
right.
Maybe not a winner always, but
well, we've had some. We actually one year we had Jeremiah Allen, who is the cross country coach at the middle school. So we ask our turkeys to moderate themselves to perhaps the middle of the pack, but we do have some running people. So yeah. But if you start before the turkey, that's because you brought a canned good, and we donate all of our canned goods to a local food pantry. So then if you beat the turkey, you generally get like a prize, like you get a pin or you get a stamp for your t-shirt or an iron-on for your t-shirt at the end of the race if you got a t-shirt, if you beat the turkey. And we like to announce our turkey either on the radio or on Facebook about a week before.
Well, guess
and
what?
This,
this is that time. Gobble, gobble.
Time.
Let's go.
Okay. Good morning.
There's your turkey, and you should recognize that voice. She's been on the radio a dozen times here. That's Cheryl Stumpf. She is going to be representing herself as an ambassador for the Girls on the Run of Central Pennsylvania. What's your
That's
title
right.
with Girls on the Run, the organization locally?
Well, I founded the local organization, and I was the executive director, shifted to the board, and now I shifted to ambassador, so I get to share the mission and talk to people about participating as well as volunteering.
Okay, so, and Cheryl Stumpf is your turkey for this
gobble,
year's
gobble.
Race. Now, you, I know you are a runner, and I know in a 5K, you know, you're in the top, always the top 50, you're way ahead of a half an hour finish times, which is like I kind of consider it the sort of the cut between the men and women that just run the whole time
mm-hmm.
super flat out. So, and you can do that.
Sure.
You're going to have to moderate your running a little bit?
Yeah, I'm a middle of the packer anyway, and I will stay in the middle of the pack. And I actually will have a running buddy. My running buddy from the Girls on the Run race is coming to join me. She was bitten by the bug. So I will have her, and we'll be cheering each other on.
And if folks aren't familiar with Girls on the Run Central Pennsylvania, please recap what this great organization is.
Yeah, so Girls on the Run has a mission of inspiring girls to be joyful, healthy, and confident. And we use a fun, experience-based curriculum that creatively integrates running, although that's not the emphasis. It's a positive youth development program for girls in 3rd through 8th grade. So when Julie talked to me about being the turkey for the turkey trot, it resonated for me because their mission is very similar to ours in that it inspires youth to be healthy and to join in something that is physically oriented.
Well, and you talk about the dangers of all kinds of bullying and self-esteem mm-hmm. issues and what you can see on various screens at various times and
that's
all that
right.
sort of thing. So I know that's we're going to get more into Girls on the Run of Central Pennsylvania on a later date. I want you to come back and,
sure.
and we'll recap what a great thing that is. But you snagged Cheryl, who's a good runner, to be your turkey. Well, congratulations. Good for you. So she'll be there as ambassador, but, of course, wearing a turkey costume.
Yes, and we have changed our race this year, so we wanted to make it more exciting and fun. And what we have done is we have brought in... I can't remember who's timing the race, but we are going to time the race this
year. Okay, so it's professionally chip-timed with the bib and all that sort of thing?
Professionally timed this year, and we are going to have medals for the age groups, okay? And I am a very good baker, and if you are the grand prize winner of the race, number one, come in first, you are going to get a sweet treat. made by me, and it will have a Thanksgiving theme to it. So I'm going to keep that a surprise.
Like turkey cookies or turkey cake? And this is for the fastest male and the fastest female, or just
there
one?
There will be one.
Oh, just one?
There
okay.
will be one grand prize that I will be baking up.
Sadly, in the racing world, that means one guy is going to get this.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Okay. A woman.
Not
okay.
necessarily on the turkey trot.
So if you get a world-class runner as a woman,
we have some fast runners in the region.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know
yes,
that's
you never
true.
Know with the turkey trot who's going to come in first. So they're going to get something to take home for their Thanksgiving dessert.
Okay. Well, geez, well, I stand corrected. Male or female might win this. But the goal, the whole thing, and then at 8, what is it, 9 o'clock the race begins?
Yes.
And then at 9:45 there's a kids' one run walk things. Mm-hmm. By then the turkey will be exhausted. Is that the theory?
Well, I hope she's not.
Okay. But in any event, you'll be in the kids' fun
yeah,
run.
Yeah, because I have to go home and still cook my turkey.
Okay. Well, you got a whole deal, a whole
yeah,
day
kids,
ahead of
the
you,
the kids'
too.
Fun run is at 9:45. The kids run on the rail trail that runs right along the edge of the park.
Okay.
And then the turkey runs with them.
Mifflinburg Youth Lacrosse Club, which is an open club for young men and women to join in the Mifflinburg region, is having their annual Turkey 5K Turkey Trot this week. It is on Thursday morning. 9 o'clock is the start time. The registration's in the 8 a.m. region. The ambassador for Girls on the Run, Cheryl Stumpf, will be the celebrity turkey. We know it's been Allie Stevens and Drew Kelly and Mayor Cooney and Jason Rippon, and so at one time a fast runner was among the...
Jeremiah Allen.
Right, there you go. That was that person. So, well, congratulations there. More information's available at itsyourrace.com. That's how you can register in advance, or just go to Facebook and look up Mifflinburg Turkey Trot. Julie Finkbeiner, New Berlin Council President, race director for this, and one of the leaders now in Mifflinburg Youth Lacrosse Club. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you, Mark.
Very much appreciated. And thank you, Cheryl. Thanks for all you're doing, including being a turkey.
Thank you.
This week. It's a big job, but somebody's got to do it, right?